What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
Thanks to Licking Knox Goodwill.
And now with the latest Vibe, here's Wild Wally.
Today we're speaking with Maria Chandler with the Lancaster Holiday Parade. If you want to get in the spirit early, do it in Lancaster this Saturday morning on the button, 10 o'clock, one of the coolest holiday parades around, an old-fashioned Christmas. Maria, explain where you came up with the theme this year.
Yes, so when I think of old-fashioned Christmas, I think back when I was a kid and elementary school, and we would make, you know, the paper mache chains, or we would string popcorn to put on the Christmas tree and tinsel, you know, different things that we used to do as kids that really aren't done as much anymore.
So with an old-fashioned Christmas and the Lancaster Holiday Festival Parade, and you always do it the week before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we use it as a kickoff of the holiday season and encompass the Thanksgiving holiday, Christmas holiday, and New Year's.
The Lancaster Parade during the Christmas season is one of the best. Let's talk about how big it is this year.
Well, sure. We have roughly 175 different entries. We have three local bands from our local area, businesses. We have queens visiting from all over the state of Ohio. There are Scouts, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, a lot of nonprofit agencies. I mean, the community really steps up and comes out for our parade.
And of course, at the end of the parade, it's only one jolly old soul.
Yes, we will end with the horses, and then Santa Claus is the last and the end of our parade.
And something about this parade, it starts exactly on the button at 10 a.m. It's a big parade. Where do we find our spot to watch?
The parade starts and ends at the Fairfield County Fairgrounds. So we will organize there. We will go out down Columbus Street, turn on 22 Main Street, and then take Fair Avenue right back into the fairgrounds.
So with all the parade entries, let's talk about the Grand Marshal. Pretty special this year.
Yes, for the Grand Marshal, we selected a nonprofit agency called Way to Battle. And what this nonprofit agency does is, if someone, you know, is going through a hard time or they are going through a procedure or surgery, they send battle pups to these people to help try to get them through, you know, the tough time that they're experiencing.
What is your favorite part of this Lancaster Festival Parade?
I think my favorite part to see the community and the kids who really appreciate the parade and the season.
You've got The Vibe, powered by Licking Knox Goodwill. Listen for New Vibe, available wherever you download podcasts.